kind of clicked for you, that you felt more comfortable, that kind of led to this feeling that you have now?
Yeah, just believing in my coaches and listening to them and doing exactly what they asked me to do.
Do you remember a moment last year? Because it seemed like the first half of the year, you know, the play was a little bit more spotty, and then all of a sudden the second half, you were an integral part of all the sub packages and things. Was there a spot that you felt, okay, I get this, I can contribute, I can definitely help this team?
Nah, it wasn't one spot, you know, it was the whole season, you know. Listening to my teammates with James and Rodney, you know, and Gino, always steering me in the right direction, you know. I just started to focus and listen to them and listen to my coaches.
How excited are you to be a part of a defense that's getting younger? You know, you drafted a couple of linebackers, corners, and, you know, it's like the next generation of Patriots defenders.
Man, to be honest with you, I'm just happy to be a Patriot. You know, I'm just happy to play up on the Bill and to, you know, be here.
How much confidence does it give you that they want you to be a part of that, that they want you to be a part of that, you know, next generation?
It gives me a lot of confidence, you know. But the thing that gives you the confidence the most is you knowing exactly what to do in your playbook and, you know, I'm believing in the system.
And where do you feel you're at right now as far as that goes?
I'm not where I want to be. You know, I still got some things to do. I'm still not a vet. You know, I'm still considered a younger guy. So, you know, once that Coach Capers always say, you know, you is what you know when you think you know it all is what makes the difference between a good player and a great player.
Brandon, I apologize if this is repetitive, but can you compare the comfort level you may have had at this time last year to what you have now?
It ain't no comparison. You know, last year I was a rookie coming in, not knowing what to expect. And this year I'm, you know, a second-year player coming in, you know, knowing exactly what I have to do.
Do you work on the hands?
Oh, y'all just see me, man. I'm out here every day. Every day.
Anything, any drills in particular, though, that you've been doing this season?
Yeah, you know, I've been doing some throwing with Coach Pelp, you know. We've been doing some reaction drills, some, you know, all different type of drills, you know, breaking and planning and, you know, distraction drills, you know. So we've been doing a lot of different drills that work on my hands.
Something ready for Rodney after you pick off 5 or 6?
You know, hot rod is hot rod, man. I'd rather talk about me than hot rod right now.
Did you ever talk to Asante about that? He had the little Nerf ball, you know, that he'd have people throw.
You know, what works for Asante is what works for him, you know. I don't think everything that worked for him would work for me, so nah.